Welcome to the ITE Talks Transportation Podcast from the Institute of Transportation Engineers. Each month, we'll bring you conversations with thought leaders in transportation on the future of the industry. Joining us for another episode of the ITE Talks Transportation Podcast.
I'm your host, Bernie Wagenblast. Those who attended the ITE Virtual Spring Conference had an opportunity to hear Rachel Carpenter, the Chief Safety Officer of the California Department of Transportation, discuss what Caltrans is doing in the area of transportation safety. In particular, their work with the Safe System Approach and the Safety Systems Pyramid. Rachel, welcome to ITE Talks Transportation.
Thank you so much. So glad to be here.
Tell me, what was it that spurred you to get involved with transportation and road safety in particular?
Thank you for the question. So I have an aunt who is a nun. And years ago, we got to talking about her childhood. And I learned that in October of 1945 in Los Angeles, her mother was wheeling her as a two-year-old child in a stroller as they were out for an evening walk, and they were crossing a street close to their house. The mother, so my aunt's mother, noticed an oncoming vehicle speeding towards them and pushed the stroller out of the vehicle's path. Unfortunately, both the mother and my aunt were critically injured when they were struck by a 17-year-old driver. So my aunt's mother, Emma, received fractures to both her legs, a broken right arm, and a fractured hip. And she didn't survive the crash. But then two-year-old child, my aunt Sharon, sustained a skull fracture, but she survived. And that story really left a lasting impact. And so as I was determining what I wanted to study at Cal Poly down in San Luis Obispo, I decided that going into engineering and going into transportation, in particular, focus on road safety was really what spoke to me most.
Wow. Well, we can certainly understand why you got involved with the field. Why did Caltrans decide that they would adopt the Safe System Approach?
About 5 years ago, I think the department realized that the numbers were really trending in the wrong direction and an unacceptable level of road trauma was occurring in our state. So just to give you a bit of a background, in California, we lose about 12 people every day on our roads. So I think that there was a realization that this number of death was not acceptable. And I think one of the real essential insights that led to our safe system pivot was really the understanding of the role of speed, in particular in our safety story. So excessive speed is really a key risk factor in road traffic fatalities and injuries. A couple years before 2020, our legislature passed a bill that required our state transportation agency to convene a task force to look at speed as it related to safety. And the findings, which were then delivered to the legislature, really made it clear how troublesome excessive speed is and really requires more of a focus than we've ever put on it before. So, you know, I think that combination of the numbers really becoming completely unacceptable, the amount of death, as well as this realization that speed was, you know, is still at the heart of so many issues, required us to do something different. At which point we looked abroad and found the Safe System Approach and realized that this is where we wanted to go.
In just a moment, we'll return to our conversation with Rachel Carpenter from Caltrans. But first, this message.
Do you want to reach more than 17,000 transportation professionals? Podcasts like this one are a great way to reach a dedicated audience of listeners. Sponsoring an ITE podcast is a cost-effective way to gain exposure and build brand awareness. ITE offers podcasts on key issues like safety, connected and automated vehicles, and transportation management systems and operations, ensuring your message is heard by the right people. For more information, contact Jill Andrew at the Wyman Company. Her email is jandreu at the Wyman Company, WYMAN.com.
There are a number of agencies that have adopted the safe system approach. Tell me what Caltrans has done to innovate with the safe system approach in your state.
Sure. And thank you for the question. So really, what I hear quite often is still this oft-cited statistic that 94% of crashes are due to human error. We know that the various E's, education, enforcement, engineering, emergency services, are really regularly cited as the framework to address our road safety challenge. But the public health approach teaches us that people operate in a system that presents them with choices. And the E's are not created equal, especially in addressing kinetic energy risks. The E of energy has largely been missing in that framework. And so we are beginning to try to incorporate a public health approach into our road safety work. So we're implementing what we're calling the Safe System Pyramid, published by some researchers, a nice mix of public health, transportation planning, and engineering researchers who developed the Safe System Pyramid as really a new way to tackle safety using a public health approach. And so the Safe System Pyramid is one of these innovations as a department that we're really trying to move forward with. The pyramid provides a lot of key insight, in particular that safety countermeasures aren't all created equal in their ability to effectively address risk for large groups of people. So focusing on education enforcement really doesn't have the biggest impact for the largest group of people. When we rely on individuals, thousands of individuals, to all make good choices, we're setting ourselves up to fail. So we're trying to take a public health approach and focus our innovations on those that have the most impact for the largest group of people. So really taking a system-based approach and mindset.
California is a large, diverse state geographically and in many other ways. Do you have to modify this approach in different parts of the state, or is it basically the same approach throughout the state?
It's definitely context specific. And I think one of our takeaways has been that all road safety, no matter what mode, whether we're talking about pedestrians or bicyclists, are really not solvable in isolation. And it's really, you know, a very complex system that is the California transportation system, and it requires sort of a suite of different solutions. That said, you know, speed is so much of the underlying factor in a lot of the work that we still have to do. We do have very rural communities. We do have incredibly urban areas, San Francisco, Los Angeles, and we must take a very context-specific approach when we're dealing with the various types of issues that we have across the state.
During the ITE Spring Virtual Conference, you discussed the National Roadway Safety Award that Caltrans won. Would you elaborate on some of the specific strategies that Caltrans implemented which earned them that award?
It was so exciting for the team to be recognized for all of the efforts. In particular, the National Roadway Safety Award was such a a well-deserved effort. And that was because it took a lot of our different groups at Caltrans coming together. So we were awarded this National Roadway Safety Award last year for a new program that we developed. We call it the Highway Maintenance for Safety Pilot Program. And it really has this unique ability that we didn't have previously at the department to install safety countermeasures much more quickly than any program we had to date. So on average, traditional project delivery methods take us 3 years typically to develop and then another two to construct. With the realization that our numbers were trending in the wrong direction, that we actually had the ability to make some substantial change to deliver safety countermeasures in a much more expedited way. So we developed this new program, and in its first year, we focused really on three areas. So we focused on wrong way driver prevention, on curve warning signs, and pedestrian safety enhancement, so largely crosswalks. And we were able to roll out countermeasures so quickly that we actually surpassed our original targets by three times. And it brought a lot of pride and confidence in our staff. We've now been able to expand the program, and we're focusing on bicyclist safety enhancements and runoff the road crash prevention at this point. So it was through that HM for Safety program that we were given this award, and it really shows our department's commitment to zero and the safe system approach, and really at the end of the day to people's lives. If we can make changes to the roadway more quickly, then that may mean that more people will get home to their families. That
an important aspect of virtually everything that we do in transportation involves collaboration. And that's becoming even more important with respect to safety. How is Caltrans collaborating with other state agencies and local transportation agencies, as well as the private sector, to ensure effective implementation of safety initiatives around the state?
So we are really taking our role in collaboration, deep collaboration and communication, quite seriously. So under the leadership of our parent agency, the California State Transportation Agency, we have been a part of a lot of focus as a state on meeting communities where they are and engaging at a level that we hadn't previously. One of the things that we're very intentional about now is not creating new engagement efforts, but to figure out existing engagement that's occurring and how we can contribute to that effort. We experienced a horrific crash in October of last year on Pacific Coast Highway in Malibu. In that crash, a 22-year-old male driver was going 104 miles per hour in a 45 mile per hour zone. He hit four women who were going to Pepperdine University, and they died at the scene. I share that story because what it's done is pulled together a lot of state departments and local agencies to make very quick short-term and long-term safety improvements on Pacific Coast Highway. And what we're doing is using, as tragic as that crash was, we are using it to accelerate our collaboration with our partners and setting a model for creating additional safety corridor efforts, collaboration throughout the state. You know, it's so important. At the end of the day, we are doing this work because of people. And we realize that we are not the experts on every stretch of road or intersection. And so we need to listen and to engage with the people who use our roads on a daily basis in order to understand the real and perceived safety challenges that exist, because that can give us information that we can use to then improve the road.
Well, Rachel, I want to thank you so much for being my guest. We've been talking on this episode of ITE Talks Transportation with Rachel Carpenter. She is the Chief Safety Officer for Caltrans. Again, Rachel, thanks so much again for being our guest.
Thank you.